please stop FaceTiming with other men.
There's nothing to do in Buffalo but fuck.
We're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot.
Welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. I am the host of the show. I am here every week speaking to you. I've just decided that I'm going to look at our iTunes reviews. If I can find them, it's going to take a while to open. If you haven't, please do review our show there. Go to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. Tell us what you think of the show. Be funny. Be interesting. Don't be a dickhead. Don't be one of these dickheads out there. And if I open these up and I see some dickheads, I'm gonna get mad. We're just trying to entertain you here. You can also become someone that is known on the show, someone that is an actual contributor, maybe even a friend of the show. That's a higher level of achievement. But the way you become a friend of the show is you start reaching out, and you can do so via the email. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. You can also call us at one. We got a few regular callers. We got one guy that's been going steady. It's one dude that just, he's there. He's there for us. He wants to be on the show. And I appreciate that, but we could also use some new blood. 949-464-TBLS is the phone number. You can also become a Patreon subscriber to the show if you would like. And we're going to do more of that. Ed Dale and I were just talking before the show about doing more Patreon. I might even do, because sometimes it's hard for us to link up, but I was thinking like this weekend, and I shouldn't, and I've just, this goes against my own rules. I shouldn't preview this, but I was thinking this weekend I had my betrothed was away and my children were asleep, and I was like, this is a good time. You know, it's 2 a.m. on the East Coast, but I'm sitting here, I'm awake, I'm watching shit on Netflix, I'm looking at my phone, and I'm like, I should do like get people to send me their Skype information, and I'll call you and we could do like a Q&A at some point. And we could put that up on Patreon. If you're a Patreon subscriber and you want to do like a live thing with us, email me. Email me your interest. I'm just thinking of it right now. So maybe we'll do that. Patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. Oh, also, last week we reviewed on this show, in tribute to the great Burt Reynolds, we reviewed one time 5% owner of the Tampa Bay Bandits. Get it? Smokey and the Bandit. We reviewed it last week on the show with our good friend Jason Stewart. It was a tremendous success. Very positive feedback on that. So if you would be so kind, go back and listen to episode 235, Smokey and the Bandit, and tell your friends about it, because people love when we do movie shit. That's always gets the most love, but I'm not going to do it. It's a lot of work and it's not as fun. To do it constantly, but once in a while it's fun. So we like doing the movies. Smoking the Bandit was the one we reviewed last week, episode 235. Tell your friends. Joining me now is very difficult. I'm doing a lot of things right now. It's got a lot going on. I'm talking, I'm looking at things, I'm typing, I'm opening windows. It's work. It's just work, work, work. Joining me now, as always, it's Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. I meant to give a book recommendation a few weeks ago, When I was away, I read something that came out, I don't know, 6 months ago. It was the oral history of The Wire, All the
Right.
Pieces Matter.
Hold on. Hold on.
And
I
it
got it.
was
It's good.
All the Pieces Matter.
Yeah. I'm
Great.
opening my notes app because I have a notes of books. I keep a notes of books, and then when I finish a book, I go on and I look. It might be on here, but I'm going to put it All the Pieces Matter because I remember that coming out, and I'm going to put it on my on Brian's fall reading list books here. Okay, go on.
And I like oral histories because they're easy to just kind of pick up, put down kind of things.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, oh, wait a second, where was this character or something like that? These are easy books to read. And it made me, you know, it gives you a once again like a new appreciation of the show.
So good.
But the one guy that is insufferable on the show. Fucking Bubbles. The actor who played Bubbles goes on and on. Everybody else gives like two sentence answers, and he
Yeah.
goes on for a page and a half.
Andre Royo,
The
but
most
this is,
annoying
but that's the writer's fault.
character is the most annoying. Yeah. No,
Right.
but now we're just giving interviews and he's pontificating about every last detail of Bubbles' psyche, and everybody else is like, yeah, this was a tough scene. We had to shoot up Kima in this scene. And then he's like, yeah, but you know, I could tell the children watching this and this and that. It's
Isn't
I found the character of Bubbles to be grating and the actor to be pretty grating. But it's a really cool book.
Andre Royo, isn't he like one of these Juilliard, like he's a trained actor? Because a lot of the people like Slim Charles and Snoop were actual street kids that they made actors.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, like
but
yeah,
some were
you
like
hear
real
the
actors.
backstory of some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Proposition Joe, which sadly but not surprisingly, he died about 10 years ago.
What took him?
He yeah, I
He was
think a
like
lot of
an
things.
acting teacher, right?
Yeah, that I didn't know that. So he's the guy that pretty much worked with all the kids in season 4 and helped bring in all the extras and the schools and
Right.
everything.
Yeah.
That was he ran like an acting school. So he was kind of the point guy that whole year. But you know, there's just a lot of cool behind the scenes stuff. It's a fun book to read if you like The Wire.
Yeah, I'll definitely read that because I love The Wire. And oh, look, Basic Dean. Oh, we've got a review from the review is Asian Massage, 5 stars. Do we have an episode called that? I don't know what the I never get people's references because this we just fucking talk so much. It's out of
I
sight, out of
know.
mind. This says Asian Massage, 5 stars, and the reviewer is Fighting Conches, and it says an essential part of life. Well, I agree with that. That's straight to the point. Basic Dean has reviewed the show, 5 stars. This podcast has a great mix of sports, nonsense, and abortion humor. That's not
What?
true. Remember, some writes a bill was like, "You're gonna do another abortion joke," and but we hadn't, and
Oh yeah,
it was
that
a
was
sass
weird.
that we didn't get because it
Yeah,
was
that
very
was failed
convoluted.
sass.
They also do a great job reviewing 30-year-old movies. I enjoy hearing Kate say the word tattoo. 5 stars. That's a perfect review right there. So guys, get out, go on iTunes, review the show. I notice we have 3 1-star reviews. Fuck you guys. Fuck you little fucking pussies. You 1-star review little bitches. But that said, like they were motivated to go online and make a review. Like they something we did enough here to cause them to react. What about the rest of you fucking assholes? Like you're here listening every week
Selfish.
and
You're just selfish.
you're not writing a review. At least those 1-star cunts had were
Nah.
somehow
They can go
motivated.
fuck
Yeah,
themselves.
I mean they can go fuck themselves, but I have slightly more respect for them than you shitheads that listen every week and don't actually go on and fucking make a move on our
You don't even
behalf.
have to. You could just You could, I mean, we are, America's full of just word salad. You could just put a couple random words to go with a 5-star review, and that's fine too.
Yeah, this isn't Yelp. It doesn't fucking, it doesn't get filtered. Go on there and write some shit. 5 stars and write some shit. That's all I'm saying. What else is going on? Ed, it's fall. I know you're probably so fucking happy about that. It's chilly. It's basically, it's 6:17. It's 6:23 Pacific time right now. And it's basically dark outside. It's so fucking depressing. Worst season. Beautiful. By far.
Farewell. F minus. Sunscreen.
0 stars.
Yeah.
If
love it.
If fall had an iTunes page, I would be motivated to go on and give it a 1-star review. Also, I've been sober this entire month. I haven't had a sip of alcohol.
Not same.
Not a single drink. And you know how hard that is in the fall? Because it's all dark and depressing. My seasonal affective disorder kicks in. I'm a man without a country.
I get that in spring and summer. Yeah. The only way I can deal with the sun and heat is having some beer.
Yeah, drink it. Drink it away. Well, I want to drink it away, and I can't. What else? Anything else going on?
No, just, dealing with that. My kids have been in school for like 3 weeks. Brutal. They go to school later. It's always after Labor Day here.
Same here.
But still getting used to the patterns of other parents trying to strategically avoid interaction with certain people. It's like a whole new year. I have to figure out how I'm going to deal with certain people.
Yeah, I've got that going on. I don't.
Was talking to one guy about some current events, and another guy that has strong opinions on current events is ready to jump in my conversation. I have to position myself in certain ways. Yeah. It's a problem.
Well, you do the headphones and the look down, right?
Well, I do that anytime I'm on my own. But there are some people I genuinely like talking to. But the problem is, I've got to position my body to know where people are coming from so they don't get involved in my conversation.
Yeah. You got to do that, like throw the shoulder out. I got a guy that like did some – I want to be like vague about this. He did a project for me for which he was paid. And – then some other people, then I had to take what he did and present it to other people. And the other people were like, hey, this isn't that good. You should do this again. And I went back to him and I was like, hey, like nobody likes this, what you did. And he's like, oh no, this is what I did is perfect. And it was what it was. And we let it go. And now, Ed, I'd never seen this guy before in my life. Now, ever since we went through this thing, ever since we met, we were put together by a mutual friend. We did this project. It's over. It's fine. Everything's resolved. Whatever. I fucking run into this guy once a week at least. And it's like my family is like, oh my fucking God, there he is. Like we turn a corner. I turn a corner to go pick up my kid. And this isn't near where I live. It's, you know, like 10 miles away from where I live. And I turn a corner to go pick up my kid from his friend's house. And the fucking dude is standing in the middle of a random street in a random neighborhood on a street I've never driven down before. And he's just standing there looking right at me. The other day I go to park my car. And I start, it's a parallel park. I start parallel parking and I'm like, I can't pull up. You know how you pull up next to the car in front of you and back in? I can't pull close enough to the car in front of me because someone's sitting there on the phone in their car with the door open. I look over and it's fucking him. It's the guy. It's the guy. It's the guy. I have 5 examples of this. The other day, saw him again and I sat in the car and pretended like I was talking to Fancy Sauce for a while and he walked by and then I'm like, okay, he's gone. And then I get out of the car and I turn around and he's walking back towards me and I fucking had to say hi to him. That was the one time I had to say hi to him. It's like,
so he's kind of like a sidler.
He is. Yeah, he is. But my, like,
you know that Seinfeld episode where Elaine had a sidler and then she had to give him Tic Tacs so she could hear him coming from a mile away.
That's right. Yes. Yes. It's, and my kid is like, Dad, I think he's stalking you. And I'm like, that would make sense, except that he's not near where I typically am. He's near other places that I'm not typically, and he's always there.
Do you think he hacks into your GPS or something, that he knew where you're going to be and then he sets up shop?
I think it's on the weekends. We have like a similar weekend pattern, although it's mostly been on the weekends, but one time was on a Friday afternoon. And I just think, I got to change my, I either got to A, move, two, just let him blow me, C, have him killed.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm still figuring out my patterns.
Yeah. Because how to avoid people.
Like you, I'm on a very similar schedule to this guy, and it's a problem. It's a real problem.
Yeah, it's a major issue. I get it. I 100% get it. Also, I want to debut something. Our listener, Brad in New York,
is awesome.
He sent me this. He's the one that did the, what's the other song that he did? He did the Loud Comer song. I want to let, well, he's tightened up. He was unhappy with the Loud Comer song. So he's made a tightened version. So it's like a little more short and punchy. We don't have a Loud Comer game. So I'll wait to debut the new Loud Comer song, but he's also made a fucking theme song to the show. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, absolutely.
It's got kind of a long intro, so I kind of fast forwarded the intro, but listen to this. Oh, no, hold on. I got to plug in. Loud noise coming.
Loud coming?
That wasn't loud. Yeah, loud comer coming. Okay, let's try it again.
TBLS.
Hold on. Fast forwarded too far. Got kind of like a 90s thing going.
I dig it.
I can't believe somebody that listens to the show could just make this.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcasts getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud covers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and the others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, and you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.
So good.
And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.
How sweet is that?
I say we close every show with that.
Yeah,
thing.
That's the new. That's our new. Jam. That's our new closer. We're closing out every show with that. Brad in New York, you're a wizard, dude. Love it.
Thanks, Brad.
Love the new jam. Big fan. Also, we got some voicemail to get to. Do you have any guesses who called?
Our baller shot caller.
Yeah,
friend.
Yeah, he's got a thing. The one that last. So Manuel and Gardena. Nice guy. Last time he called, it was to hit you up.
Very generous.
Yeah, it was to hit you up to come smoke weed with him in Gardena. But alas, it was too late. He hasn't offered me that option, but I got to be honest, I'm rarely in or around the Gardena area, but I appreciate the sentiment. Although you haven't invited me to come smoke weed with you, Manuel. And also, I can't really smoke weed with people because I just sometimes weed makes me a little paranoid. So just, especially with strangers, I can only smoke weed with people I know.
I don't get particularly paranoid, but with strangers, I get a little, maybe the paranoia gets into germ phobia, because if I'm with like friends, I don't give a shit.
Sure.
But the last time I smoked with randos, I was hanging out with a comic in New York City, and after the show, like a fan said, "Hey, do you want to smoke?" And so a bunch of us were just standing on a stoop in New York City at like 2 a.m. smoking. This is like 2 years ago.
But that could have been like a PCP list.
Yeah, yeah. And joint. I started thinking that. I was like, yeah. So any of these people look like they're into angel dust?
Yeah.
What? Right. I started getting a real, like, that was my the paranoia for me. So. Yeah, so I guess that's the scenario where I get paranoid. Not like around buddies. I don't give a shit.
Do any of these people seem like they would be in the illegal organ trade, the black market?
That's right. Hey, what's with this bathtub? Right. I don't remember taking a bath. Why is it so cold?
The black market kidney, Asian market. Yeah. Black market kidney.
I saw this on Justified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Manuel is like that, but let's see what he's got to say.
No.
Yeah. He seems like a good dude.
Sounds like a great dude.
Yeah.
Ride, Rex, and Easy Edward Daly, better known to you as Big Baller Shot Caller, make ya holler, get your dollars, microphone pimping podcast. Fellas, to getting off of the 405 interchange 110 Torrance Boulevard exit, which places me next to the giant landfill. And believe me,
he's near the South Bay curve. There's a lot of traffic in that area. That's a very tough interchange.
Yeah, let me write that down.
Yeah, they got some toll roads there, or they got toll lanes there now, but they do a very sneaky thing, because the toll lanes are on a sliding scale. So if it's more traffic, it can be more expensive, but they don't post how much it costs.
I'll tell you what's more expensive.
Yeah.
Gas.
Oh, out here?
It's like $1 more a gallon than New Jersey.
Yeah, because we're
some bullshit.
It's because we're owned by the libs out here, and there's like a 60 cents in tax on every gallon.
But you have more free. No, but New Jersey, you pay for most of the big roads.
Oh yeah.
Whereas you can drive for free.
Right. Yeah. The roads are free for the most
part. That's where the money comes from.
Except for the toll lanes on the 110 where Manuel is.
If you've drove by here, your nostrils will know it. It stinks like crap to high heaven, fellas. So I'm in Carson, borderline Gardena, just rolling, man. You know, it's a Thursday night. This dog squat game between the New York Football Jets and the Cleveland Browns, a.k.a. the Crap Cakes, is going on. So there's not a whole lot going on in the way of sports. Dodgers are off as they march to the playoffs. But
now I love Manuel.
Are they in the playoffs already?
He's a great dude. No, they're not in the playoffs. But this is a 2-minute call. We're a minute six in.
We're just establishing exactly where he is what he's not
right.
doing.
The first 30 seconds was just him saying hi. Now he's gone. He's into something. He's into like how there's nothing.
Well,
we got
a lot of GPS coordinates.
Right.
We got a lot of GPS coordinates.
Right. His phone call is, "Hi, I have nothing to say." And it's been a minute so far. Let's see. Hopefully something happens here.
It's going somewhere. I can feel it.
Reason why I wanted to call you guys, man.
Oh, here it is.
Looking forward to a Burt Reynolds show. You know, retro show. Guy was an American legend, FSU football player.
We did this already.
American icon.
Yeah.
This voicemail, he's saying Browns Jets. That was Thursday. That just happened, which was 2 days after we recorded the Burt Reynolds podcast.
Right, right. It was out, but he hadn't heard it yet.
It was maybe a day. Maybe it was out a day. Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Potentially was out of day at that point.
Okay.
I like people to listen the minute it comes out. Like, I get a little annoyed when people tweet me at like 7 a.m. Pacific and they're like, where's the podcast? Because it usually goes up around 9 on Wednesday. But also it is kind of nice that people are like, hey,
it's cool. It's my routine to
listen to this show.
But also, you know how like you say, hey, I was expecting an email back or something. Don't you check your inbox to make sure it's not there already? You know, like he's saying, where's the Burt Reynolds talk?
That's true.
It was waiting for
That's him. True. That's a good point. That is a good point. Like, go look first and then you'll see.
We're reading your thoughts, Manuel. We already did it.
Good. So please give the man due. I'm looking forward to you guys going over Smoking Bandits or Deliverance. Hell, Sharky's Machine.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys want to do. Even that one with where he was in that chick a movie with that chick with a big rack. I believe her name was Lolita Davidovich. What a rack. Anyway, guys, keep up the good work. You know who it is. Outro.
Outro. Manuel, we did that. Your fucking prayers are answered, bro. We did that before you even left the message. It was up. It was happening. That reminds me, Baker.
So the movie it sort of rang a bell, but I wasn't sure. The movie he's talking about with Lolita Davidovich is Mystery Alaska, that Russell Crowe movie.
Burt Reynolds was in that?
Yeah. He was like the crusty owner or something. It was like bullshit like pond hockey in Alaska.
Right. And Lolita Davidovich.
I saw it a long time.
Lolita Davidovich was a tremendous piece of ass in her time, but I imagine that by the time she was in Mystery Alaska, she was.
No, she was late 30s.
She was? Right. Oh, okay. Yeah,
she was born in 61, and Mystery Alaska, I think, was like 99 or something. Right. Yeah, 99.
Yeah. Well, hey, maybe we do a podcast about it. You never know.
And Ron Eldred played a character called Skank Martin.
Oh, there's one of those guys that was around.
A lot in the 90s. He was in Sleepers, a lot of stuff. He just disappeared.
He was the boyfriend. He was on ER, and he was the boyfriend of the chick on ER, Juliana Margulies, like a real life boyfriend. And I think it was one of those situations, like that guy Tate Donovan was Jennifer Aniston's boyfriend, and he like broke up with her right before she got really successful. Like, he broke up with her. I'm going out with Jennifer Aniston, and he's like, my career's going great. I'm doing, you know, I'm the fourth lead in some movies and shit. Like, shit is happening for me. I think I'm going to break up with my girlfriend because shit's going to pop off. And then like he breaks up with her, and 3 months later, she gets hired on the most successful sitcom of all time. And he's probably regretting that.
In the divorce, like, he gets the friends or she gets the kids. Like, she got the fame.
Right.
He got nothing.
Right. And he was like, hey, I'm like a bit player on ER. And then he got a sitcom. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, Behaving Badly.
Yes, he got a sitcom, and it was like, fucking shit is happening for Ron Eldard. Ron Eldard's going to be a big star. So he breaks up with Juliana Margulies. And just, I
Who aged very well.
She is so beautiful. Like, you're never like, oh, she's such a hot chick. But if you just stop and look at her, you look at her and you go, oh my God, that's a stunning woman. Like, she has beautiful skin. Like, everything about her is very attractive.
But she's in the Connie Britton school of people that got better looking.
Yes, yes.
Like their early 20s, they weren't as good looking as they are.
Right, got better with age. And then she got another show where she was even a big – then she quits ER, and you're like, bitch, you're making $5 million a year. Why would you quit that? And then she got some other show, The Good Wife, which ran like 8 seasons, and she made even more money. Like, I bet she's worth $50 million. Good for her. Email. Good for her. Guys, Manuel is clearly a cop, right? It's clearly a trap, Ed. That's from Chris.
He was only talking about weed. He wasn't talking about a horse.
Ed,
I've got a shipment of horse coming in.
He wasn't like swing by and grab a kilo of yayo while I know you're driving up the coast, Ed. So swing by, grab a kilo of yay, and deliver it to my friend in Santa Cruz when you get up there.
Yeah, I'll give you a free taste if you can take a brick of clown powder up to San Jose.
Here's another one. I pulled an Ed this week. Ballers. Oh. That's the heading. I pulled an Ed this week.
Ballers. And you know what? When you say I pulled it's probably something negative towards me.
I would think so.
It's not like I pulled an Ed this week. I was awesome.
That would be my guess. I get a lot of that here. Ballers. After listening to Ed's unfortunate experience with his Pornhub search, that was when you accidentally looked at some.
I think the header just had something with a Latin
transsexual,
like a Latin headline, but there was some meat.
Accidental transsexual porn. I think that's what he's talking about.
Well hung, I might add.
So much detail. I had a similar. How unfair is that, by the way? Like, I'm a God loving. Like, I have an above average sex drive, I would say. I'm just a little more driven, probably, than the average man, but I'm very average in the dick department. And yet here's this guy that wants to be the other sex, and he's pieced up. Like it's just wasted dick. He got all the dick when guys like me could use a little extra.
He doesn't even want it.
Yeah, he doesn't even want it. And I would be very comfortable having an additional inch both directions on my dick. Like 2 inches, but not in length. 1 in length, 1 in girth, and I would be very happy. And here's this guy. He could donate it to me. We're not far from that being able to happen, by the way. I had a similar yet slightly less scarring situation last week. While doing some light reading for my Niners' upcoming game against the Lions, oh, that's a real turd, I stumbled on this story. And then I posted this on our Facebook page. It's when LeGarrette Blount showed up for the team picture.
I looked at those pictures. Yeah. That I actually was in awe, because the one reason he didn't pull an Ed is because I was trying to accomplish something and then I failed to do so. Looking at LeGarrette Blount, the headline tells you what you're looking for.
That's true. Well, no, he was just looking at the pictures. He stumbled on this story. Since, yeah.
Since I began this life of self-love, I think since that incident, I haven't gone back. This is probably my longest drought.
Oh, because you're scared.
I wasn't making a conscious decision, but I just realized I haven't looked at porn since that moment.
Yeah. Because you got confused because your thing said like Latin tranny gets pounded or something. And you're like, what is that? And you're like, that doesn't mean anything to me. You're right. He couldn't.
Tasty man.
He couldn't possibly have stumbled upon this story, because the headline is LeGarrette Blount arrives to Lions picture day with his junk showing clear as day. Parenthesis pics. So,
oh my goodness. Breathtaking pictures.
He dresses to the left. If you're in the tailoring business, everyone should know that LeGarrette Blount.
He goes to the port side.
Right.
He's a port side.
He dresses to the left. And he's put on his uniform, but he just knows he's not going to play a game. So he doesn't put on his jock or like the spandex that you wear underneath that keeps everything in place. He's just like, oh, I'm just going out. You know, we're just going to take some pictures real quick. So he pulled on his pants, and like you can basically tell all you need to know about LeGarrette Blount. A, he's pieced up, but you get the full outline, like everything's happening there. Hold on, I lost my place on the lost my window here. As you can tell, Mr. Blount is smuggling a Pringles can in his pants. I was very disappointed that our own Mr. Michigan, Mark the Nomad, didn't break this very on-brand news story to everyone's favorite podcast and the sports show of record. That is true. Keep up the great work. That is from Ben 906.
Speaking of which, that Twitter account is a tough follow during football season. A very difficult follow.
Yeah. He's real into his team. He's a great guy. Don't get me wrong.
Great guy.
But he's real into his teams.
Yeah. And plural.
It's like the Michigan teams, and one's like the Lions.
But like to the point, like talking trash and his team's up 30. It's a lot to stomach.
Yeah, it's too much. I'm just gonna go look at his page here. Mark pops up. Let's see what he's been talking about here. He's not. You know what? There's not a game going on right now, so he does do like he likes Kid Rock because he's from Michigan. That's kind of funny. He's a funny guy.
He's funny. He was good on the show the couple times he's been on.
He's been on. He does a great job.
I enjoy following him, but not during football season. Every time I look, it's something. Or it's like, you know, woe is me. If you only dealt with the pain I've dealt with as a sports fan, pretty much every sports fan is dealing with some sort of shitty team. Unless you're in Boston.
Look, he's got no timeouts, no challenge, and then all caps, bitch, 6 likes. I don't even get a lot of these. Big play slay, 10 likes. Galladay was wide open. Is that a guy? 7 likes. They are running the football with success. What is life? 9 likes. No retweets, thank God. A wild 100-yard rusher appears. Is very effective. I mean, I'm not 100%. I can't really make fun of Mark the Nomad because you texted me that you'd muted me.
I didn't mute you. I just turned off your retweets.
Right. It was too much. I was very excited about the Tiger Woods victory over the weekend. So that was
hard pass.
It's understandable. I get it. Here's another one. Here's another email. Brian, please stop FaceTiming with other men. Thanks.
What is that?
That's from David in San Clemente. Well, I can't remember how it came up, but I mentioned, it was my mustache. I mentioned that I was FaceTiming with a buddy of mine, and he said I look like Douglas Fairbanks with my sad attempt at a mustache. And that must be what he keyed in on. I think Dave and San Clemente may have mentioned this before that I shouldn't be FaceTiming with other men. I will say this. I've never initiated a FaceTime. One time, Ed and I do the show on Skype. One time I called Ed I accidentally did the video call thing. And like we saw each other briefly and it was like so freaky and we're like, oh my God. Like you were scary. All I saw was like your hair as you leapt toward the computer to turn off the video. And I felt like I'd like caught you masturbating or something. I was so embarrassed.
Oh man.
Yeah. That was a tough one.
That was a couple years ago, and it still scares me every time I go to answer.
Yeah, it was a moment. It was an unfortunate moment. Ed, what is going on? Let's
take a tour around.
Yeah, I like that we've been doing just quick hit stuff.
And that seems to work better.
It's kind of more fun that way. So what's going on in sports?
All right. Are you aware of in the English Premier League,
no,
there's a team,
no, I'm not.
Team called Tottenham Hotspur?
Yeah, I do know that. The Hotspur.
Well, Tottenham. they just built a new soccer stadium. And there was a report that said it was, some quotes, it was built by lots of guys, quote, drinking cans first thing in the morning before going on site and snorting Coke in the toilets.
Yeah.
Which led to a number of physical altercations.
Everybody in England does Coke. Coke is like so popular in England. It's crazy. Big. Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, many people have seen this video. It's still worth checking out if you haven't. Chip the Buffalo destroyed his dick and balls with a t-shirt cannon.
That was great. It like backfired. He went to shoot a t-shirt. Did he have it facing the wrong way or something?
Yeah, he just had it fully, like the cannon just fully pointed right at his
junk. That'll fuck you up for sure. That's compressed air. That's a powerful shot.
And people are so excited by the t-shirt cannon. They're not sending like the cool t-shirts you would buy.
No, it's those real thin, shitty ones.
Really bad. They're never a good fit. Like they're too tight in the arms.
I'm always in t-shirts. Like before they cannon it out, I would need to raise my hand and go, how do those run? How do those run? Because I'm a large.
But sometimes I'm an
XL.
Yeah, and some are, too big, too small, or the neck is too big or too small. You just got to know.
What's the is that a beefy tee? Because then I could take a large. But if it's one of those off brands, I'd probably need an XL.
A friend of mine is not a Knicks fan, but was at a Knicks game and caught the t-shirt and he gave it to me because he knew I liked the Knicks. And the shirt is like, it says like "We Run New York" or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's a little gay.
What am I going to do with that? It looks like the spray paint on the side of a building. Knicks, We Run New York.
And is that
you're competing against the fucking Nets,
right? Is that some, because like Knicks fans don't. This is like Giants fans and Dodger fans.
Yeah,
it's like Giants fans hate the Dodgers and this happens in a lot of cities, but the Giants, for instance, they're probably the biggest. They have the whole beat LA chant, and there's like really, they really see themselves juxtaposed against the Dodgers. And the LA, they can barely be fucked to even think about the Dodgers, much less
who the Dodgers'
rivals are. And the Knicks are the fucking Knicks, like Madison Square Garden. They're the New York Knicks. They're not,
I had a buddy who liked the Nets. And in the 90s, when the Knicks were good every year, and like the Nets would sometimes be the 8th seed, and they hated the Knicks. Yeah. And like, I wasn't thinking about the Nets. No, I was thinking about the Bulls.
Right,
I was thinking about the Pacers. Yes. The Nets. And then when the Nets got good with Jason Kidd, made the finals, the Knicks sucked. Yeah. And I still wasn't thinking about the Nets. Like, I was worried about the Knicks doing well. Like, I just never thought about the Nets.
Yeah. When the Angels owner changed their name to the LA Angels of Anaheim, like all like the small town, little podunk Orange County fans were like, we're not LA. We don't want to, we're not part of LA. And it's like, yeah, we know, loser.
Like, nobody gives a shit.
Fuck. Like nobody gives up. He's like trying to get better marketing deals. Like who gives a shit? Just shut up. Nobody cares about you. Okay. What else?
All right. Ex-Bills wide receiver Jordan Matthews. I think he knocked the chick up and he said, there's nothing to do in Buffalo, but fuck.
Yeah. This is, my buddy that I FaceTime with, he's from Albany, which I thought was near Buffalo, but it turns out they're 5 hours apart from each other.
Really? I would have guessed they're neighbors.
Right. I thought they were right next to each other, but no, Albany is like north of New York City and Buffalo's way across on the other side of the state towards Pennsylvania. And so I was like, hey, since you're from there, is this true? And he's like, I'm not from there. It's 5 hours from where I'm from. It's not even close. He's like, but I did live there for a while. And that is true. Yes, there's nothing to do there. But he's like, I fucked a lot while I was there because that's all there is to do.
Okay, this one. I'm just starting to do some math because I didn't actually look into it. Yeah. Former Pistons power forward Jason Maxiel, which I believe went to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
He says he slept with 341 women in his life. He like apologized to his wife for cheating on her a lot.
Right. That was on a talk show or something, right? Wasn't it? Like he did it on TV.
Yeah, yeah. It was a press conference or something. He definitely said it like on the air, like honey, you've got a lot of disease, probably.
I mean,
He's 30. He's 35.
Yeah.
So I mean, if we're saying he's precocious, yeah. Precocious. Let's say he's been having sex for 20 years.
Yeah.
And now he didn't have sex 20. Yeah. He didn't have sex a lot when he's 15. I can't imagine with that many different women.
No.
But that would be 17 partners a year from 15 to 35.
Oh, yeah. So let's say that's easy though for a basketball player.
No. I'm saying so, but really, how many could he have had in his teenage years?
Yeah. He probably did some fucking at Cincinnati and then he got drafted and then it was on.
And then it's pretty much every road game. So, all right. So let's say 15 years from 20.
But he didn't even play that long. You should really do it in terms of his career. So say like by the time he'd graduated high school, he'd fucked like 25 chicks. And then he didn't have a long career.
So by the time, so he still had 316 to go.
Yeah.
And then how many years did he play?
I would say like 7 or 8.
He played. Yeah. And he also played, he played for the Pistons fine, but he also, I think he played and you know where he might've actually boosted those numbers. He played towards the end.
Yeah.
Turkey and China.
Yeah, he fucked a lot there for sure. He definitely fucked a lot. Those guys are big stars.
In China, they don't see a lot of 6'7", 260 black guys.
No, they fuck a lot. Those guys fuck a lot.
Yeah.
When they're on the road.
For the Tianjin Rung Gang.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of fucking Jason Max.
Yeah, he was only in the NBA 10 years.
Now, here's the issue for me. He's like, hey, I fucked 341 chicks.
Deal with it, lady.
I don't picture Jason Maxiell being like a Franklin Planner type guy where he's like every day he like marks down all his tasks and then he goes throughout the day and there's like A, B, and C tasks and then he moves them over and then in the little notes thing you make notes on everything that you did the day and then the next day you start the day by moving everything to the next day and it's not like fucked Cheryl and then he logs it and then he goes into a different section of his planner and logs who he fucked. Like how does
Franklin Covey.
I'll just say for reference, I have not fucked 341 chicks in my life. I'm just putting that out there.
I'm just gonna say less.
Yeah. I'll just say it's my number is lower than Jason Maxiell's number of 341, but also I have no clue how many chicks I've had sex with. I've lost count at a low number and I don't have like a high number of 300 and something, but I still don't know exactly how many it's been.
I have a low number for low number's sake. I was out of the game by 20.
Right. Yeah. You're early married and you jumped out, but I'm just saying like, how does somebody keep count past like 50? Like you hit 50 and you just, that's it. Like you don't count anymore after that.
I read this hoping there was some sort of formula that he arrived at this number. Because randomly 341.
Right. It's like
it's not evenly divisible,
like
buddy.
Ric Flair says he's boned like 6,000 chicks or 10,000 chicks, but he's just doing. He's like I was on the road for all these years and I fucked somebody.
He's just
I got thrown it pretty up. Much every day. Yeah. Okay. What
but
else?
But I like they're high school sweethearts.
Oh yeah, they're still together. Yeah, that's a mistake.
Yeah, he moved on a long time ago.
I'll say,
like somewhere after chemistry class, he started fucking lots of women.
Or he should just be allowed. Like either.
But they're making it like the plot of the show that she's dealing with this as a basketball wife.
Yeah, exactly. No, they have an understanding. It's just like if your husband's an actor. You know he's probably going to fuck a few of his co-stars or just random chicks on the set. He's away in Romania shooting Vlad the Impaler, and he's going to impale
a few. They say that's a wrap, and then he'll be back with
you. Yeah, and then he'll be back, and he'll get checked out, and everything's good. And then he's married when he's at home. Like, he's got to deal with that.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
All right, NFL. Bills' Vontae Davis retired in the middle of a game.
Love that. I love that.
He just said, all right, I'm out. Like, he got to the sideline near halftime. and just walked in the tunnel and left before halftime.
I like that everybody's mad at him. They're like, you're on a team and you're a teammate. Hey, guess what?
He's your brothers.
Yeah, it's his fucking job. And you know what? He was over it and he fucking quit and suck my dick. Like, fuck you.
What's his name? Vontae Davis.
Yeah, he can make
Vernon Davis's brother.
Right, he can make any decision he wants. Fuck off. He quits. Fuck you. Now let the other guy play.
I think at one point when he was a Colt, I think he was like a Pro Bowl caliber, but he was just a guy on the Bills defense. And until this past weekend where they crushed everybody's survival pool, they were looking awful and probably not fun to play on. They're getting hammered.
Yeah, Josh Allen is the real deal.
Just check that. It's one thing if Josh Allen said at halftime, all right, I'm out. Yeah. I know you just picked me with a high pick. Like, he was just a guy on the roster, Vontae Davis.
Meanwhile, every fucking one of those guys is rooting for the guy in front of them to get hurt so they can fucking get a chance at some money.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break with that.
Get out of here. Florida high school football coach headbutts one student, told another to commit suicide.
Florida.
He's,
yeah.
He's been told to go elsewhere.
That's a big deal.
Okay. This one made the rounds, and I was glad to see he was forced out. Texas superintendent resigns after making black quarterback comments on Deshaun Watson because he was mad about a Texans game. This is a school superintendent.
Houston. Come on, guys.
I mean –
a superintendent. This is worse than that superintendent in Jersey that was shitting at the like, do you know how much you have to be a doctor to be a superintendent or close to it? You have to be. That is such a high level position, even in Houston, I'm sure. Like, how can you be that fucking stupid? And the whole time, all you're thinking is you're like in charge of all these schools and all you're thinking is don't do anything embarrassing. Like, nobody embarrass us. I'm in charge of all these places. Let's have good test scores. Let's graduate our kids. Let's not go online and say that black people are too dumb to play quarterback. Like, yeah. That's all you got to do.
Here's what he wrote. I want to enjoy my Sundays. And that's why I never watch the perpetual dumpster fire that is the Houston Texans.
Well, that's true.
I seriously cannot believe people actually spend money on that garbage. Pro tip, stop selling out the stadium for utter ineptitude. Maybe things will finally begin to change, suckers. That may be the most inept quarterback decision I've seen in the NFL. When you need precision decision-making, you can't count on a black quarterback.
Oh, shit. That's some Randall Cunningham shit right there. Like, I thought we did away with that in, yeah, like 87.
Yeah, but, I mean, Russell Wilson's one. Yeah. It's and Deshaun Watson, by every account I've ever seen, is like a really decent guy.
Totally.
You know, like very likable. And
also
he was
coming back
awesome
from a knee injury.
Yeah, awesome last year, who's coming back from a serious knee injury. There would be no reason to hate him so quickly. And this is a school administrator? Fuck that guy.
Yeah, I do. I will say this, but before he got to that last sentence, I agreed with everything else he said about the Texans. You guys fuck me every year. I pander to you guys. I pick you to be a wild card team, and you fuck me over constantly. That's it. Done with you guys. Go on.
All right, move to non-sports. Florida man gardens in the nude.
Yeah. It's what Florida man doesn't. I'm surprised that even made the news.
Yeah, I mean, it's Thunderdome. Why not?
Yeah. He's it's probably so that one of his exotic reptiles didn't get a hold of his pant leg or anything. Like, he's got so many gators in his yard that it's just safer to be nude.
Nothing can get caught on something as you're making your escape.
His one of his pythons can't wiggle up his pant leg if he's not wearing anything.
This is a very disturbing one. I think it comes from India. Dozens bleed from ears and noses after flight crew forgets to pressurize plane.
Okay, this kind of bummed me out. They have to remember to do that?
Yeah, can't that be automatic? That's why I'm hoping it's – because it's not even like the big India. It's – what is it? It's in Mumbai, but I think it was
– it's like what? Like a regional –
yeah, I think Indian. It's like a regional in. Right. It's called Jet Airways.
Yeah. It's probably, you know, like fly that one.
You don't want to do the off-brand Indian. No. Yeah.
Definitely not. Because they got to remember to pressurize shit.
Yeah, and just like the Tottenham story.
Yep.
The problem is, no matter what in life, you have to trust people to do an adequate job.
Yeah.
If a builder fucked up, builder's doing coke in the bathroom before you get there.
Yeah.
And he forgot to put in a beam. Yeah. Or these people forget something pretty standard. You're fucked. Like, you just have to trust people.
Right. It's true, especially on a flight.
You really don't have many options up there.
The airline I flew to Bali, I have an uncle that works in the airline business. And he's like, yeah. Oh, who are you flying? And I go, oh, this airline. And he goes, oh, those guys that'll fly through anything. And I'm like,
well, thanks for that.
And he's like, yeah, he's like, they just get up there and go straight. They don't care if there's any rough air or anything. They just keep flying straight. And I'm like, oh. He's like, it's fine. You know, it's fine. Rough. But then both there and back, we were in such bad, like I was trying to sleep, but we were in such bad turbulence that we would like drop 30 feet randomly. Like we were just bouncing the whole time. And I'm like, you fucking asshole. Like next time I'm gonna spend a little more money.
here's an uplifting one. Woman on vacation in Spain finds dead tortoise in her vagina. Authorities are wondering what she was up to.
Well, yeah, maybe she was smuggling them, and they, you know, it's like that movie Maria.
Oh, Full of Grace.
Maria, Full of Grace. You know, like she takes the deal to be a mule, to be a drug mule, and it's like. She gets there and they're like, okay, you need to shit out exactly how many fucking balloons we put inside you. And if they don't all come out, we're just going to cut you open. Like, it's kind of like that. Like she maybe, you know, she swallowed 37 balloons. She needs 37 balloons to come out. And maybe this chick, you know, the exotic.
Oh, you think there was a balloon of cocaine and it was like that she swallowed a spider thing and so she put a tortoise in?
No, that would like be better.
That kind of thing?
No, she was.
She swallowed it?
She
enveloped the tortoise to catch the cocaine.
You know how they drug, like they'll drug like exotic songbirds and one guy will fill up, or they do it with snakes too. They'll fill a Pringles can with exotic pythons.
So it's like the phony Pringles can tennis can, yes. Yeah, can but it's with a snake. Except it's really a snake in
there. Right, it's a bunch of snakes, and they'll like put them to sleep or, you know, quasi to sleep, and then they'll put them in there, and then they'll travel over because they can get more money for it. You know, they're free over there wherever they get them, Vietnam or whatever, and then they bring them over, and they're like, hey, for sale. Well, it's probably the same with tortoises. Like you can bring
did this. This was in Tenerife. This is like a
resort.
What do you call it? Resort. Yeah. You don't commit a crime like that at a resort.
Maybe there's
she was probably on some MDMA.
Maybe that's where they're not looking for you, buddy. Like, yeah, of course you don't. Commit, like, you don't think the guy flying in from Finland has 4 kilos of cocaine in his bag.
That's why you get zero from Bang the Drum Slowly.
Yeah, that could be.
Didn't he come from Scandinavia? Sure. I like that the woman was said to have sought help after suffering pain in her genital area. Something feels off down there.
you wouldn't think that I perhaps have some type of animal living inside of my vagina.
You have a 189-year-old reptiles inside.
Oh, that is so fucked up. Vaginas. You got to get like women. Like it's all on the inside. You know, like our shit's right there on the front. Like if something's fucked out up with it, like it's you can just look at it and go, oh shit, something happened here. But their shit's all inside. Who knows what the fuck's going on there? They're witches.
Yeah. As much as people think politics were fucked before, I think it's really fucked because there's a guy dressed as the Kool-Aid Man who's running for mayor in two different Canadian cities.
Can you do that? Don't you have to live in the city?
Well, apparently he's bursting through walls in both cities. He's found a way.
Is this like
have you had Kool-Aid after like 5 years old?
No.
I feel like I had it, I don't know, like at some kid's birthday party. Yeah. I was just really thirsty and there was no water. And I tried the slightest of sips and so it might sugary. As well be angel dust.
It is.
What is that?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Sugar with red food coloring. And I didn't grow. We were like a non-soda,
Same with us.
Kool-Aid. I think we had like Crystal Light a couple times when it was in fashion in the 80s, but that was about it. You know what we had a lot of at my house? Sun tea. Remember sun tea?
I was just going to say, my mom would make sun tea or iced tea.
Sun tea. People
like homemade.
Yeah. People aren't making sun tea like they used to. Whatever happened to sun tea? You had that big jar.
But there was some warning. There was some problem with bacteria with sun tea.
Yeah. I believe it.
Sun
tea was.
It probably, the warning was probably bullshit, but I guess it's enough to scare the sun tea. Big sun tea.
Hot. Yeah. And also, do you need the sun to make the sun tea? Like, you could just probably put the tea.
It seems like you just put it in your living room.
I don't think it really matters.
Yeah, I think that sun part was just like to make people feel like they're doing something special.
It's all hippies. That was some hippie shit back then.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Man who ate 100 pieces of sushi banned from an all-you-can-eat buffet.
That's bullshit. I don't think I've eaten 100 pieces of sushi in my day, but I'll tell you what. You follow The Rock on Instagram?
Yeah.
He fucking, when he has his cheat meals, which I think is usually like on Saturday or Sunday night, he'll take a picture, he'll be watching something on his laptop, and he'll be like, watching this documentary I've been wanting to see and having and fucking up my cheat meal, and it'll be like 6 trays of sushi rolls. Like
it's like a whale just swallowing lots of fish.
Yeah, it could easily be like 70 pieces of sushi. So I'm not saying it can't be done. And also, all you can eat means all you can fucking eat.
Yeah, don't advertise it as that.
I don't know that it needs to be refreshed, but we have some new listeners here. When I was a kid, I worked at a place called Soup Plantation.
Yeah.
And it was an all you can eat soup and salad bar, and also muffins and soft serve. And I think they've expanded their offerings to some pastas. I don't know. It's been many years since I've been there. But I worked there.
Can eat lots of shit that'll get you really full.
Yeah, I did. I did it all. I ran the salad bar, although they wouldn't let me touch the money. So I never ran the cashier, but I made the salad. I made the soup and I also bust the tables. I did a little bit of everything there. I didn't really do the bakery that often. But the point is that some woman would come in on Sunday mornings when I would work Sundays, and she would bring both newspapers, the LA Times and the Orange County Register, the thick ones. This is back when the newspaper business was thriving in the 80s. And she would fill up plates of food for about 5.5 hours and read both newspapers cover to cover. And she would eat, I don't know, 4 or 5 plates of salad. This was not a fat woman. 4 or 5 plates of salad, several bowls of soup, many, many muffins, 5, 6, 7 maybe blueberry muffins. Then she'd top it off with a fucking ton, like a huge bowl. Like they put out like these little cups for the soft serve. But if you're a G, if you know your way around Soup Plantation, you know what to do. You go over to the soup area, you grab one of the soup bowls, you bring that over. And you fucking load up a soup bowl full of soft serve and then top it off with all the fruit and shit. And then she would finish it off and then promptly go to the bathroom and puke and then leave. And no one ever said, hey, you've had enough, lady. Cause you know
what? How old is this lady?
She was probably in her mid-30s. No one ever said, you gotta stop eating. Why? Cause it was a fucking all you could eat place. Like if you're saying all you could eat sushi, keep bringing the fucking sushi.
Yeah, but did you start leaving like bulimia flyers around?
It was a little sad.
I mean, it sounds really tragic.
We'd all like kind of like, she was fine. She was nice. And all we'd all kind of be like, oh yeah, she's here.
She probably wasn't fine. Her teeth have fallen.
No, yeah. Hey, she was keeping it together. She had a little routine. She had a little Sunday routine.
I have never eaten 100 pieces of sushi, but one of Michelle's, her old boss and now friend, her husband's a sushi chef.
Oh, nice.
So her annual like Christmas party, husband just puts out a platter that you've never seen so much sushi. It's insane.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah. You just go over there and graze. It's pretty awesome.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I need friends like that.
Yeah, it's a cool, it's a cool person to know.
I can eat a lot of sushi, but I do notice I try to get like non-rice things, and I do notice I get myself pretty full after maybe, you know, like 4 or 5 different entrees. I don't know that I could do 100 pieces, but I'd be up for trying.
But that's what I'm saying. I could if I wanted to, right. But yeah, you get full. I mean, you can't 100 pieces. The guy is certainly going for something.
Sure.
All right, let's take it, stay in the food business, but Ohio man calls 911, causes drive-through standoff over rejected Burger King coupon.
Yeah. This is where the police should be allowed to kill people. Like, no one would be like, hey, you kick in the door of your neighbor and you fucking shoot him in the chest.
This is,
like, we're pretty
good. This is suicide by cop.
Yeah, but if somebody fucking calls you because they're A, attempting to eat Burger King, and 2, being prevented from doing so, like, go fuck yourself. You deserve whatever happens to you.
Yeah.
Is there anything worse than Burger King? No.
I'll tell you what it is. What? Something that at Burger King with a coupon.
Oh yeah. How do they even have coupons? It's already a dollar.
You can't buy meat that cheap except for at Burger King. So a coupon.
Right.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Arizona man pretended to have Down syndrome so caregivers could bathe him and change his diapers. He doesn't have Down syndrome, but he needs major medical care, because I'm going to pretend I have something so I can build the system out of 15 grand. This is somebody who's really not well.
Yeah. I've spent time in Arizona. I've seen these types of people. They're around. They're out there. It's Arizona.
You've seen types of people
that pretend
they can have their diapers full.
I'm just saying Arizonans. I'm saying that that's basically like southwestern Florida.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Finally, let's finish in Florida. Yeah. A naked Florida man starts a house fire trying to make cookies on a Foreman grill.
I feel like you would be able, just don't close it. Like, just fry them.
There's got to be the fact that he was naked is weird, because that means like the fire department showed up and he didn't think, oh shit, like maybe I should put on some clothes. Cause
yeah, he stayed naked.
He stayed naked.
Yeah.
So maybe this was just, he was up to something.
Maybe got a thing for firemen.
Yeah. He has the calendar.
Right. Or just being seen naked. Some guys just want to. There was a dude at my gym. Oh, fuck, Ed. I'm sorry I thought about this. There was a dude at my gym. So sometimes I'd like to, and I shouldn't be saying this. This is going to come back to haunt me.
Okay.
Sometimes, like a couple days a week after I do my routine, I'll go and I will go in the sauna. Because it's supposed to be good for you. I try to do 20 minutes in the sauna. But I go in there, I put a towel on. I put a towel on myself. And I go in and I just sit there. I sit there for 20 minutes with my eyes closed. And then I leave. I go take a shower. And then I get dressed and I leave.
Right.
Some guys just, I walk by and they're just fucking shaving naked. They're walking to the shower just naked. Like, you could easily have a towel around yourself, but they don't. They specifically don't. And I caught sight of this dude's dick the other day, Ed. And it wasn't a Daily's Choice. I had no choice. I was just sitting there looking out the window of the sauna, and this guy walked past, and he had, I would say, it was flaccid, but I would say a small to very small dong. And from what I could tell, it was uncircumcised because the foreskin looked like one of the smaller onion rings.
Oh, like the kind of runt ones?
Yeah, like from the end of the onion. It looked like he had taken one of those onion rings and like placed it around the shaft of his cock.
Oh, so like a batting donut?
Yes, like that, or like those African tribes where they put that thing in their lip and their lips real stretched out.
Yeah, yeah.
It looked like that, but just hanging down, just below the tip of his dick. This guy was an ethnic gentleman. I don't know where he was from, but he was from a place that they don't circumcise, and he had the loosest, droopiest
foreskin for days.
Yes, and it was like, why are you? Shouldn't you be like a little bit modest about that? Like, why is you of all people? You got the weirdest dick I've ever seen. Why is it out? That's what I want to know. That's all I want to know. You got the weirdest dick I've ever seen. Why is it out? Show update, Ed.
Okay.
Fancy Sauce is waylaid.
Oh, no. Out of pocket.
By a project and was very...
She's out there running.
Was very annoyed this morning that she had to go in early. Somebody in a power move had called an early meeting.
Oh,
so she had to go in early for an early meeting, and I've just been texted that she very much misses everyone. She's very sorry, but she's helping people with the project and is stuck at the office. So I'll have to muddle through. I have some stories here from her,
proud of her.
That we can look at. A couple of emails.
Oh, just yeah. your mention of a power move. I remember one time I was on, I was in Phoenix for business.
Yeah. You bought those Mormons beers.
Oh, it was that trip. Yeah. 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 And somebody in the New York office insisted on a conference call at 8 a.m. New York time.
It's 5 a.m. That is so fucked.
And it was like, well, we got to do it.
Yeah.
We got to do it.
Power move.
What? And I was 23. I'm not vetoing that one.
No, you had to do it. And you had to get on and be like, uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. There was no reason for me to be on there, but I had to sound lively. So you got to wake up at 4:30 for no reason.
No reason. And plus, the night before, you went to that Diamondbacks game, and you had to drink four beers by yourself because the other three dudes were Mormons.
Fucking Ross and his wife and another crummy guy. Their magic underwear and their fucking rules.
Let's not single out the entire Mormon faith. I mean, they're very nice people.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, can I get you a Coke? Whoa! Whoa! What are you? Whoa! Slow down. Coke.
Something for your wives.
Okay, yeah.
Here we go. Brian and Ed, worst person, fantasy football guy, or someone who warps to a level other than 4 and 8 in Super Mario Brothers. That's from Dean. I vaguely remember. Is he talking about like you go like when you go down the pipes?
You jump over the bricks and you can get into pipes.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
As a kid, you get like pretty far and then you die. And then you get a little bit past that level, then you die. And I always felt like once you've passed the levels, you know, my sixth grade self. Enough with going through that level. If you can skip ahead, skip ahead.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Also, all I remember about Mario Brothers is you would go to that one part where you could fucking keep jumping on the turtle and bouncing him off the step.
Turtle trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
then you get hundreds of lives. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then not much of a challenge after that.
Right, because you could just trial and error the rest of the game and win.
Still, like fantasy football guy is fine. As long as he keeps it to himself.
It to yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I don't care. Like, you.
Oh, you know what's the worst type? Let's say you're just in a bar or airport bar. Someone you don't even know is telling you, oh, I need T.Y. Hilton to catch an 80-yard pass here. Yeah. What?
I have the Ravens defense going. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. Here's the conflict. I got Ravens defense, but I also... Yeah. Have Ben Roethlisberger, so you know this is going to be tricky for me. Okay,
can you read
all about it on whogivesashit.com.
Can you believe I got Mahomes in the third round? Don't give a fuck. Don't care.
No,
do not care. There's nothing I care about less.
But if you keep it to yourself, that's fine.
Yeah, that's from Dean. Thank you, Dean. Dean,
I actually have no problem with either of them, pending how vocal they are about it. You can skip ahead in Mario. What are you supposed to do? You've already done that before.
But he's saying you have to skip to specific levels, either 4 or 8. And I don't have that kind of recall.
Yeah, I don't remember. I thought it ends on 8. So if you can skip ahead to the end once you've done everything, go for it. Like, what was it? Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Once you had the password to get to the end, you didn't want to have to fight all 9 boxers to get to Mike Tyson again. You had the password,
you just fight Mike Tyson. Yeah, fight the fuck out of Mike Tyson.
Don't get hit by him or you're out.
Here's another email. Ballers, since you get emails from Dean weekly at the deadline, can you confirm my suspicion that he owns one of the few emails that are still actively using either the Hotmail or AOL domain? Thanks, John, the Mexican you love, and HB. Well, let's go. That previous email was from Dean. So I'm going to go back and look here. I won't say his email address, but I will look at the domain. Hold on, you got to click a little arrow to see. No, he has a modern Gmail account.
Now, John, I will say
everyone has Gmail now. You always Gmail. It's only email.
But John, I will say, I still use Hotmail every commercial product.
Same.
Every
newsletter,
everything, every school stuff, anything that's not my friends, gets the Hotmail.
Yahoo, I got a Yahoo for that. I got a Yahoo.
And I do have a buddy that sends somewhat commercial stuff to my Gmail.
Yeah,
it's problematic. I'm like, no, I don't want to open that Pandora's box.
Real estate guy, investment guy.
No. Yeah. That's for the Hotmail.
I know.
Hotmail. So I do maintain, and I look today, and I have something like 230,000 unread emails on Hotmail.
Oh, yeah. See,
I have no unread on Gmail.
Yeah.
Gmail is only my friends.
Yeah. Yeah. I go same, and like school, like kids' school and stuff goes to my like kids' progress reports and stuff, Gmail, all that. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Important shit you need.
Yeah. So, okay. Let me look for what Fancy was going to talk about here. Hold on. Because we're going to fucking nail this. It won't be the same without her, but we'll just blast.
We'll do a yeoman's job.
Yeah, we'll just blast through here. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Okay. Ed, are you familiar? I assume this guy's a SoundCloud rapper. Little Xan. You know him? Short for Xanax.
I'm only aware of him because of the news that maybe this morning or yesterday.
Yep, apparently.
But I'm not so in touch with the SoundCloud scene.
Apparently, he took ill recently after ODing. And you're thinking Lil Xan. I mean, he's named after the barbiturate Xanax. Also, I'm looking at a picture of him. Tattooed face and neck.
He's Lil, right?
He looks like he's about 17. He's got the gold teeth. What do you call those? It's got
grill.
Grill. That's the word I was looking for. He's got a grill.
He looks. He doesn't look like. Are we sure that this isn't? Like somebody trying to get somebody to change his diaper? Like, or is this like the look he's going for?
Like, rappers used to be pretty hard. And I could tell you with authority that I could fuck up Lil Xan pretty easily. Like, I would just flick him. Just one flick right on the nose and he's gone.
If you really love sleep.
Yeah.
Would you? I mean, there are people who claim to really love sleep, but would you go high right cheekbone, ZZZ lover tattooed on your face?
Yeah, that'd be tough. Like, I don't know. I don't know. If I was doing a face tattoo, I don't know if it would be words.
What if one day he wakes up and he's like, you know what? I don't love sleep quite as much as I used to. Also, you're married to that. Also, you gotta love sleep.
But also, like, how do you do? Do you have it printed backwards on your face so it's right in the mirror? Or do you get the words so other people can read them?
So he's got the like cartoon Z's, like the sleep, like a Z, then a smaller Z, then the smaller Z.
Yeah,
like but I'm looking at an earlier picture, and he didn't have the lover on there.
Oh, new ink.
Like he was into sleep, and he's like, you know what? I don't even want to just advertise sleep. I want you to know I love it to the point where I'm gonna tattoo lover under the Z's.
Yeah, yeah. Just so you know. Well, apparently, Lil Xan is newly sober, which gave people pause because he was hospitalized recently.
Which is probably pretty sleepy.
Turns out the hospitalization was from an overdose, but not on drugs. On Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Quote, I went to the hospital today, you know, getting ready to pack for this tour. I just want to let everybody know I was in the hospital, not due to, you already said that, not due to any drugs, but I guess I ate too many hot Cheetos and I guess it ripped something in my stomach open, so I puked a little blood.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's not the Cheetos.
Yeah, I feel like it's something else, part of the lifestyle that was just exacerbated by the Cheeto eating. I will say this, in Little Xan's defense, hot Cheetos are fucking delicious, and it's nearly impossible to not continue eating until there are no more hot Cheetos.
Right, but they are spicy.
They're very spicy. They're very hot. They're so good. My mouth's doing that thing. My mouth's actually starting to water. Similarly, Ed, are these available on the East Coast? Are you familiar with Takis?
No, I am not.
Well, find yourself a sack. Next time you're at the bodega or any kind of liquor store, 7-Eleven, see if they have Takis. They come in a purple bag. And basically what they are, it's like a tortilla chip, a corn chip that's rolled up like a taquito. It's like a little rolled chip.
Like a mini taquito kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a chip. It's just a chip, but it's rolled.
Okay.
And they're rolled into little tubes, and they're dusted, similar to the hot Cheetos, they're dusted with something that's spicy.
Angel dust?
But also has like a limey tang to it. And they're one of the all-time great chips. Like,
never even heard of it. I'd like to check it out.
It might be a regional snack. I'm not sure. But Takis, similar to hot Cheetos, delicious, impossible to stop eating, very spicy. And I could see how it could be hard on the stomach.
I would also point out that maybe Lil Xan should change his name to Lil Fairweather Fan. Oh. Every picture, he's wearing a new NFL hat.
I hate that.
Bengals, Cowboys, Chiefs, Seahawks. You know he's a bandwagon fan. Nobody's a fan of the Seahawks.
Well, the 12th man. Maybe he's the 12th man.
He's little 12th man Xan.
I will say that, like, back in the day, you would see guys that would, like, wear different teams, which, I would respect a guy like Nelly, who was, I don't know if you know this, he's from St. Louis. He'd always have, like, a Cardinals jersey on, like, he represented where he was from. Similarly, my guy Cube, Ice Cube, he'll wear a Raiders hat or a
because he Lakers. Came of age in the LA Raiders time.
That's right, he's a Raiders fan. Here's another one, Ed. Kelly Ripa, who has your autograph.
Yes, she does.
Known,
probably framed on her wall.
She had to shut down a troll. Her husband, Mark Consuelos,
who little guy. Is
fucking
beautiful.
Like, this guy is so handsome and fit. It's disgusting.
Yeah. He's like a powder keg of beauty.
I'm actually super, and I've said it on the show before, I'm very attracted to Kelly Ripa. I think these two are a very hot couple, and I've made it known to Fancy Sauce, and I've made it known to Kelly Ripa via this show, that I'm open to a wife swapping situation with Mark Consuelos and Kelly Ripa if they're into it.
And that's a big risk because
he's so beautiful.
He's beautiful.
Yeah, he's. But I feel like I would be giving that to my lady. Like, it's not, because usually those swingers, like, somebody's getting the raw end of the deal. Like, usually the husband is some dude that owns a body shop.
Right. Somebody's getting the heel of the bread in this. Right.
Work. So anyway, Kelly had to straighten some people out because she commented on her husband Mark Consuelos' Instagram. She said he said something about promoting the he for she campaigns or like supporting women or something.
Yeah.
And she responded simply, "You make me so proud." They're very in love if you follow them on Instagram. And somebody responded to her, "You need to learn how to spell the word." Oh, wait, no, hold on. That's what she said. Someone said to her, "Yes, he is so handsome, but you need to go, Kelly. You look too T.O. old for him, but sorry, but you do." That's very fucked up.
What a dick.
Also, she looks great. She responded, "You need to learn how to spell the word T.O.O., sweetie, as in your too stupid to be with my young, handsome husband. P.S. He likes proper grammar too, you dope." It's not, apparently she's had to do this before. They've been married 28 years or 21 years. I support Kelly. She's super banging and I'm open to any kind of, sexual trade she'd like to do. So
21 years. So 97.
Yeah, they're both on All My Children.
Okay. So she got my autograph in about 90, I think fall of 94. Oh, so
you had a chance there.
So, yeah. So I'm guessing she, you know, she pined away and I never came back. And by 97, she had given up.
Yeah. That's probably what it was. She thought about you for a while and then had to move on.
Probably when she first got together with them, she was imagining me.
Yeah, for sure. She's like, she did that thing where she closed her eyes and he's like, "What? You seem a little distant." And she's like, "Oh no, just it's nothing."
Ed Consuelos.
Keep going. You probably,
why do you keep calling me Ed?
Beyonce is obviously, she's at the top of her game. She's married to Jay-Z. Everything's going great. She's got the kids, but something you may not know about her, she might be a witch.
Whoa.
According to her ex-drummer, Kimberly Thompson, she's requested a restraining order against Beyonce because she claimed the singer, quote, practices extreme witchcraft. According to the lawsuit, Beyonce has been allegedly been using her magic to run surveillance and control Thompson's finances. That is fucked up. Thompson also claimed that the Lemonade singer started a campaign of harassment against her, which includes dark magic and magic spells of sexual molestation.
Hmm. Do you think she has like a big cauldron backstage?
Additionally, she alleges Bey murdered her kitten.
Whoa.
It's pretty fucked up. Now, I wonder about this. Like, when people pray to God, I'm always kind of like, why do you think God's got time for your shitty problems? Why do you think God gives a fuck that your Corolla needs a new alternator, you know, or that you got a shitty kid? I wonder about that. And same with Beyonce's ex-drummer. You think Beyonce's really worried about that?
Yeah. Do you think anyone for a second thought Beyonce was using real musicians or just like disposable? Right.
Exactly.
Studio musician.
Yeah, I didn't know she played with a live band even.
It doesn't seem like a live band kind of act.
No, I've never but seen her live.
Behind, backstage, she's double toil and trouble. You know, just fucking up this chick's cat.
Yeah, that's what she's into in all her spare time.
It's like, hey, put down the drumsticks, get me an Eye of Newt and Frog's Legs.
Ed, big news today.
On that joke.
Sorry. I was reading. No, it's very good.
I can tell. No, that's great. Yeah.
Big news today.
It always feels good to just fall completely flat.
Hey, it happens. No, it's
just get your reading.
The listeners loved it.
You should read a book.
Bill Cosby got sentenced today. He went to the slammer. He's doing
3 to 10 years.
Yeah, see, there you go. I'm setting you up here.
I don't feel I should have to go to prison for my crimes. They wanted it. I was all about the touching and the rubbing.
And then I'm making license plates for 3 to 10 years.
I mean, this guy's got his own jet and shit. Like, this is pretty fucked up.
It sounds like he was overwhelmingly guilty.
Yes.
3 years means he's getting out. Like, I was hoping he'd die in prison, but he's not going to serve he's not even going to serve the 3. Is there a minimum on there? Or is it like good behavior? He's out. Like,
I heard he could get out in like 6 months. Well, they only got him on the one charge, I think, on the one woman when there's hundreds that he's assaulted.
It was really bad, and he was absolutely caught doing it.
He's
just even with the one.
With any luck, he'll die soon. Hot felon news, Ed.
Oh, interesting. Hot that felon. Wouldn't be Bill Cosby.
One of my all-time. And the eye. He's got the weird eye, the cataract.
Yeah.
Hot
felon is married to an heiress, right?
No, he's divorced from just a regular chick. So Hot Felon's this guy who went to prison for gun charges because he was in a gang in Stockton, California, which is a pretty hard area in northern part of the state.
I thought that's where Manuel was driving. Did you say no, Stockton? No, he's in
Gardena. But then he got famous because he's very handsome and his mugshot was very handsome. So he got
bedroom
out.
Eyes.
He's a black guy with blue eyes and he's like light skinned and he's beautiful. He's got a chiseled jaw. And because this is the era that we live in, this is the kind of shit that makes you famous. I don't know if you know this, but the Kardashians, they're the most famous family that there is now. They're kind of like the modern Kennedys. And they're not.
No, they had a lot of talent to get there, though.
No, they're famous because the middle sister, the second oldest sister, fucked Brandy's brother. And then the mom marketed the tape of them fucking each other. He's got a huge hog, by the way. And that got her famous. And then then she was able to get the whole rest of her family famous. So that's you got to look at things in terms of the context in which we live. That's how we ended up with Hot Felon. Well, lucky for Hot Felon, his ex-wife, she is now a model. She's going to be posing or walking the she's kind of ghetto fabulous. She looks like she's got some implants. She's got a bad crucifix tattooed on her shoulder. She's kind of like one of the sloppier Instagram models you'll run into occasionally.
Melissa Meeks. I agree.
Yeah, she's ghetto fab. But let's not take that away from her. She's going to take the stage at Black Excellence at the end of the month in Los Angeles. She's a model now. She doesn't look black to me. Apparently,
I was just
going
to say, I thought you have to be black.
Is this a Dolezal situation?
Oh,
she's not. I don't think she's black. She definitely affects an urban appearance, but I wouldn't say.
No, she looks very white.
You can be whatever you want these days. And finally, this really bums me out, Ed. Do you know who Rita Ora is?
I do. I think I told you about this. She, her PR people, had her picture in the London papers every day.
She's British.
She's always in the paper.
I follow her on Instagram. I would have to put her easily if I was making a list of the hottest chicks going right now. And I would have to sit down with a pen and paper and think about this. But just off the top of my head, she's easily one of the 5 hottest celebrity chicks right now. Her body is perfect. She likes to take pictures. I think she's a singer by trade, but she also acts. She was in one of the Fasts and Furious.
She's a little bit in that famous for being famous.
Yeah. But no, she has albums and stuff. She's like, she plies a trade. She just didn't get famous from the internet. Anyway, she's so hot. Come to find out, she's taken the devil's bargain.
What?
And she's dating Chris Brown. The worst fucking human being on the planet. Not named Trump.
He's just misunderstood.
He nearly
fooled me once. Shame on what is he fooled the world like 80 times now?
Also, I made the mistake one time on the show. There were some dick pics of his floating around. We were talking about him on the show.
Yeah.
And so we looked at his dick on the show one time, and he's got this gross, he's got a huge dick, but it's one of those like gross, long, sort of skinny, like bony looking dicks.
Okay.
And all I can think of is this beautiful specimen, Rita Ora, just getting fucking railed with that disgusting hog. And I might have to take her off my list.
But it's a weird move because, well, one, we know he kicks the shit out of people.
Oh, yeah. He almost killed that Rihanna.
Right. But, I mean, it's happened to, like, randos, too.
He's a real piece of shit. He's the ultimate piece of shit.
But, two, I mean, I'm a little out of that scene, but is he that great a career move if that's what it is for her? Is he that great of a career move? She doesn't need him.
He's good at dancing. Not only did he fucking nearly beat that Rihanna to death, it is really, if you go on smokinggun.com or wherever and read the police report and look at the pictures, it is fucking horrific what this man did to her. But two, about like 3 months later, he opened the Grammys. He was like the opening act at the Grammys, and he was out there dancing, doing his Michael Jackson thing, and everybody's like, oh man, look at him dance. Yeah, well, he's a great dancer.
Mel Gibson is now fully back in the system.
Yeah, so. I mean, Mel Gibson's a piece of shit too, but is he a beater? He's just a verbal abuser.
I think he is.
Oh, is he?
I think there were accusations of beating too.
They have a patriarchal society down under. But yeah, he's a piece of shit too. Agreed. They should all be gone. But especially this Chris Brown. I don't know. He's a real piece of shit. And this Rita Ora, she's perfect.
Yeah, well, her body's incredible. Watch when her cheekbones get rearranged.
She's going to have scars and shit from this guy.
Ugh, I guess such an undeserving dude to get her.
Really, it really is sad. And finally, to wrap it up, Ed.
Yeah. It's
over the weekend. I know you were riveted, as was I. Tiger Woods made his triumphant return to the winner's circle, to the podium. Well, I don't know what you call it when you win a golf tournament.
I'd rather talk about The Bachelor.
He had not won since 2013. The guy had four back surgeries, fucking spinal fusion surgery.
Programmed golf robot by his father.
His life fell apart. He was
got a really gross looking tooth.
He was in, I think he got the tooth fixed. I think he got all new fronts. His life fell apart. He was getting DUIs on pills.
Well, I got caught having sex.
He was fucking everybody. He had to give $100 million to his ex-wife. And yet he prevailed last Sunday in the Tour Championship. He appears to be all the way back. Very, very excited about the next chapter for the greatest golfer. Nay, the greatest comeback story in the history of sports, Tiger Woods. Ed, I'm sure you agree with me.
Fuck him.
Okay, let's wrap it up with that. Sorry. Fancy Sauce sends her regards. Unfortunately, wasn't able to make it. We'll catch up with her next week. So for Fancy Sauce, for Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 236.
Are you sure Fancy's not there?
236 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Hell yes. the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.